If you shop on the internet, you may already have encountered a man from Duluth, Minnesota, Lawrence Bernabeau. He reviews things, lots of things, books, movies, CDs. Chris Julin of Minnesota Public Radio joined the Omnicritic at his computer, where he spends hours writing those reviews.
Lawrence Bernabeau's basement is like a museum of popular culture.
The 1,200 CDs or whatever start over here, and the DVDs are sitting over there, and there's the Buffy the Vampire Slayer tapes, and those are all the baseball cards.
Lawrence Bernabeau is a balding, middle-aged man with glasses. He's down here every night, tapping at his keyboard. Usually the television's on, and a CD is playing. He has a PhD in rhetoric, and he teaches online classes at the community college in Duluth. A few years ago, he wrote a book review at Amazon, just for kicks. There's no money in it. Then he wrote a few more. And then he decided to write more reviews than anyone else.
I mean, I do tend to get obsessive about stuff.
He started writing 3 reviews a day. Then he got really serious.
And so I got to like April, and I did, I think, at least 10 reviews a day for the entire month just to try to get caught up. And I think I finally got to the top spot in July.
Lawrence Bernabeau has written more than 4,000 reviews at Amazon.com.
Of course, Oedipus the King is not only the most read of all the Greek tragedies, it is also the most misread of the Greek dramas. The play's reputation exists in... This album has Vladimir Horowitz performing 2 piano pieces written by the young Robert Schumann during the period when he was courting Claire Wick, the concert pianist who would become... Bugs Bunny, Hollywood legend, includes 5 classic Warner Brothers cartoons from the mid-40s. Hair-raising hair has Bugs chased through mad scientist Peter Lorre's castle by a hairy orange monster wearing sneakers.
Lawrence Bernabeau has reviewed Stephen King novels, and he's reviewed opera. He's reviewed a CD called Stairways to Heaven.
It's from Australia. Apparently on an Australian show, somebody would come in and do a version of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven in the style of somebody else. I love it, and it drives most people absolutely crazy.
Lawrence Bernabeau reviewed a Harry Potter Lego set. His online friends razzed him about that one.
So I said, fine, I'm now going to go out and review a coaster. Since I am teaching classical Greek and Roman mythology, and I am getting tired of putting my drinks on top of papers and books that I should be taking care of, Greek key embossed coasters are just what the doctor ordered. These are simple, elegant, and functional. Works for me.
At the bottom of that review, there's a note that says 3 out of 4 people found this review helpful. That's how Amazon ranks its reviewers. The most helpful reviewer is Harriet Klausner. She's written almost 4,000 reviews, several hundred shy of Lawrence Bernabeau, but she has more votes for writing useful reviews, so Amazon calls her the number one reviewer. Unlike Lawrence Bernabeau, she reviews only books.
I don't think I'm qualified to review a CD or an appliance or anything like that.
Harriet Klausner has never talked with Lawrence Bernabeau, and she says she's not competing with him. But Lawrence Bernabeau says he is competing. Amazon ranks him number 2 for useful reviews, but he says he's simply trying to write the most reviews. He's written 300 in the past month.
This is like the internet equivalent of building a house out of Coke bottles, so it's not like a great achievement of which, you know, you put this on his gravestone. He had 4,000 Amazon reviews.
Lawrence Bernabeau hopes to hit the 5,000 mark sometime this spring. Then he says he'll slow down and put more emphasis on quality instead of quantity. For NPR News, this is Chris Julin in Duluth.